and the invisible milk.
I feel the warmth of your greeting once more.
Having you with us.
I bring with me tonight these rays of unbounding love which tie you all together. We need to begin just a little slowly this time.
What you have just said about bringing the abounding love is of particular interest, because I felt as soon as I sat down this evening that there was a great deal more power than usual.
Yes. He is being instructed in what he needs to do from her side. But tonight I am trying to usher forth more of myself.
Good. Said that. It is very interesting to feel the differences which are occurring.
You should all be aware that within the room there is a differing energy.
Yes.
I hope that this is us are becoming more aware as the weeks go by.
I feel I could say I'm sure they will be much more aware of it. Perhaps they might even experience what I had tonight. I quite thought I was being elevated physically.
If you are unaware of these energies, within your physical beings, worry not.
No, it didn't worry me.
Spirit sense are aware of it.
Yes, it was quite an interesting feeling.
I want to say this time about the instrument here.
Yes.
How pleased we are with the way that she too is making progress.
Good. She'll be very pleased to know that.
As one time we rather thought that her own will created too many blockages.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that has cleared, and we owe her our gratitude for what she is doing now.
Well, we would certainly second that. We appreciate it too.
I don't wish to say the others are not progressing, but this one has spent many years of your time, perhaps to begin with, a little doubtful, a little confused, but now her mind is open to all that can be given.
As you have said before, patience, patience.
I will say, because of the development that is beginning with her, she also will find that her life here begins to fall into place.
That's splendid. Thank you.
If there are moments of quietness this time, forgive me, but it is that the instrument is being used rather differently this time, and it will become necessary for speech to cease momentarily.
I understand.
So do not worry if it goes quiet. I will continue when it is right. You understand me.
I do indeed, and we shall not break the silence. We shall leave that to you.
Now, I am sure there must be some question.
Yes, I think there will be, but I would like to ask something in which I think everybody will be particularly interested. This is the power of thought about which you have often spoken. In the next plane of life, how does thought govern creativity? Are there special groups of people who undertake training to use their thought for particular purposes, such as building specialized places for learning, for hospitals, for instruction, for libraries, and so on? And are there others who specialize in the production of literature or painting or similar matters?
Let me speak on this.
Okay.
As you are here in your earthly bodies, people who need other people, thereby forming your groups, your doctors, your architects, your scientists. Many thoughts created by each group. So, nothing changes. When you come to our side of life, what is different? There are, of course, groups who, because of their awareness, their development, naturally will graduate together. Of course, we have groups who use their thoughts for good. But let me say, each soul is their own powerhouse of thought. That is not unusual. It is normal. Normal.
Yes.
But as you have here your groups who gather, so too must we. The collective power of thought is stronger. You can understand that rather than one single thought wave.
Yes, indeed, we can.
Thought is used, as you have said, to create our spirit hospitals, or use of all knowledge that is useful to mankind. I don't like to use the word superior beings, but I cannot find another suitable word, therefore I will use it.
Yes, we understand the meaning.
We have beings who together create much, much goodness. They are the teachers, if you like, within the spirit world. They use the power of their thought or many, many things. And so it comes to be that when an individual shows he is ready to be taught in the way of creative thought, then we have how you would term schools of teaching and learning. It matters not what the learning is for, but if the desire is genuine, then they can be helped. These beings are also used much for the work of influence. You have heard me speak of the people upon your earth planes being influenced, have you not?
Yes, we have.
We have people who work solely for that purpose. They would work through another. This may be difficult for you to understand. They would use another soul who then in turn would influence the person here, because of course it is difficult to come from whence they belong.
I quite understand an intermediary would be necessary.
Yes, sometimes it is rather like a ladder, taking step by step by step downwards.
Yes. That to me is quite logical.
But we have many halls of learning. We have many groups. Yes, and I say the power of all thought is so powerful, so creative, and also so destructive. It is an energy that needs to be harnessed correctly. And those in our world too need to learn just that. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, it answers the question fully. Thank you very much. You can see there is unlimited power to the thought and what it can create within your world.
You see that the thought can, of course, I think you would say, run a wire. So sometimes it needs to be channeled correctly.
Yes.
I am afraid that whilst in these bodies, power of your thoughts are not fully appreciated. Therefore, therefore you lack the control of it. How often do each of you try to exercise your thought processes? Do you have full control? I would say to you, you do not.
I would agree with you entirely. I can only speak from my own thinking, but I know much as I try to control my thinking, it does become a random affair. Very seldom can I concentrate for any appreciable period of time.
That is why it is important to learn to exercise control.
Yes.
That is why it is necessary for us to have these teachers in our world who can teach when it is necessary. Do we have more questions?
Yes, I will ask. Has anybody follow-on questions?
Yes, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us if there is any truth in palmistry and numerology?
Has each of your unique beings, you come to this life as such. I would say to you, your arms are your blueprint, if you like. You will not find any two hands the same. They too are unique. It shows what is meant to be, but the other hand shows what you have made of life. All is marked upon not only your hands, but the whole of your casing, your feet, your head, your eyes, each part of you is unique to each person. That is why it is possible for people, I think you say, to read, to read.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
It is only because they have made study of these things. You know, of course, all of you, that in your time, your fingerprints can be used because they too are unique.
Yes, we have done that, of course, a long time now.
Let me say, you have two hands, one left, one right. The whole of your body is positive and negative. You all are polarized to a certain degree. I can say to you, if you wish to study these things, do not dismiss it as trivia. It is not. It is your own unique blueprint of what your life is about. I can say your left hand denotes all those aspects of your life that can happen. But then look to the other one, or the balance, and there you will see what you have actually achieved. And like many things, it does not stay the same. It changes throughout your lives. The lines you have one day may alter in the future.
This is the lines on the right hand.
The right hand will change as your life progresses.
Good.
Thank you, that's what I thought, actually. That confirms what I thought.
And I would like to add one question to that, if I may, is, does that apply equally to everybody, whether they are right or left-handed? Would it always be the left hand that is the indicative one?
Yes.
Thank you.
It matters not how they use them. We are talking once again. I always have to go back that basically you are energy.
Yes.
You see, these physical clothings create some problems, but the left hand shows all you are capable of, the right one will tell you how you have used or even abused.
What a mess we'll be making of things.
I leave that to you.
Thank you very much for that explanation. It's a great help to everybody. Because there have been a lot of controversy about these things.
I would not say I will continue with the ladies' questions. Numerology is partly superstition. Of course, if you think again, we come to thought. If you think your number is lucky, what in fact are you doing? You have created the thought of luck. Can you see? You can, I tell you, create your own disasters, create your own luck, create all that is around you. But basically, how you look at the numbers, I would say, is mere superstition.
Thank you.
Let us continue.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Sandra?
I'd like to ask a question about eyesight. One has an eye test for glasses, and then each time you prepare. But do you believe, regardless of age, that you can get good eyesight by doing exercises, or should one have stronger pair of glasses?
Those are true words. There is no reason why anybody should need support in any of their senses, any function, should until the last breath of your physical being be sharp and acute. There you can see by those words that you can, in fact, help yourselves greatly. And I know what you speak of when you say exercise the eyes. Like everything, your eyes can become used to being used with glass upon them. Because the body becomes older, I believe I have said previously, the ideal is that the physical being should remain healthy, provided it is taken care of, not only by means of being fed, but by your mental attitudes. There is no reason why you should not depart this life fully equipped with all that you were born with. So you see, it is unnecessary for your eyesight to deteriorate. I know you will say, but we all become older. It is natural. I say to you, it is not natural. What is natural is that you should leave your physical being in a good state. that the soul should discard that physical being quickly, quietly, and easily. All of your physical malfunctions are indeed created by your own doing. I feel you all saying, "We find this hard to accept." Is that not so?
It is difficult to accept, yes.
Yes, I feel it from you. But there are, you look around, you will find the people who never need to use spectacles, who never have deficient hearing. All of their senses are intact.
True.
I have said to you, and I will say to you again, find those senses once again. It is never too late. Because you have allowed all of your senses to be depleted, what happens is that gradually they become more and more useless. You would agree with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is why I have said to you, develop those senses, taste, smell, hearing, eyes, all that you have been endowed with. And there would be no reason for these things. These glasses, your hearing aids, your loss of smell and taste. All these things need not be.
Now, I must say that though many of in our animal kingdom live to extended ages, I've never seen one in glasses.
Mm-hmm. You speak true words. I would not say that all animals retain everything perfectly. That is not true. But in general, they are much, much better off than you human beings.
Yes, there's bound to be a little deterioration, I agree.
Not bound, but there is.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean with the animals.
Yes. You could do much to help yourselves. Develop those senses that have been lost. The lady is correct. Your eyes can be strengthened, and you should all adopt the practice.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do we carry our physical defects from other lives into this life? From being lazy or not using the senses properly in another life, do we carry that defect into this life?
It would depend on how deeply imbued it was upon that part of the personality. It can be, but usually you do not carry forward these things. It would be an exception rather than a rule. But it can happen.
Well, if it can happen, would that be the will of the person concerned or because of other influences or factors?
It becomes like a split part of the personality that breaks away and is imbued upon the consciousness. it is so strongly imbued there that when the soul returns, if they do, it can go forward with them.
Thank you, but that could only apply to a physical rebirth and not to an etheric body living in the next world.
It is part of what is past, to put it simply. Of course, it cannot stay within the etheric body, but it is retained within the mind.
Yes.
It is split from the personality because of the strength of the conviction, whatever the problem may be. Can you see?
Yes, I do. And could you see, Paul?
Yeah.
It's rather difficult, I know, for you to understand when I say split away. But remember, I have told you, you are not one unit.
Yes, you have seen that several times.
The difficulties arise when we speak of spirit. Most of you know only of an etheric body which travels onwards. You are, in fact, much, much more. Much, much more.
Yes, we obviously have a great deal still to learn.
This time, just one more question, please.
Okay. Anybody have a final question?
Well, I have no deal of hands, but I've asked them to do choice first.
Sorry?
I have no deal of hands, but I'd rather they have the choice first.
Anybody else have a question? No? Great, thank you.
Could I ask?
Yes, please.
I'm afraid this is about an animal, actually. A dog I have keeps coughing, and the vet says it's the heart. Would you know that this would be so? You can wait a minute.
You say your animal. Your vet, you call them, is partly correct. There is strain being put upon the heart, but that is not the problem. I would say, look to the kidney area.
Thank you.
That is putting strain upon the heart, but the problem lies within the kidney area of the dog. The dog also is a little unsteady. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Don't be too concerned about that. The problem you find is that you don't know what to say to the vet. Is that not so?
Yes.
Yes, I say to you, you can help this animal if you so wish. Would you be prepared to what you have to help?
Yes.
You mean healing?
A dog, not to have an operation.
Yeah, well, try the healing dog.
Yes.
This animal has a very great rapport with the man in your life. Although he is a little loath to understand this work, he too could be of much help. He would guide you in times of quietness to place your hand between the two front paws, two front legs, I mean, of the dog.
Yes.
The other hand upon his head.
Yes.
You may find your hands being guided. Do not be afraid to let this be. This animal will recover.
Thank you.
Please use your hands to help the dog.
Thank you.
I wish to say one last thing about the animal. Will you gently sing for it?
Yes.
So will respond much to that.
Thank you.
I give you all with my blessing.
And we project our love to you and the thoughts which we should use for that purpose. I'll be with him.
To you, I say, don't be surprised if within this room there is some phenomenon.
Right. Thank you.
It may come suddenly.
Look forward to it. Thank you for telling us.
Don't be alarmed.
No.
Or concerned.
No, we know it will only be for good and for our help, and they shall.
End of November 21st meeting.